Well, after 8 years on the sidelines, the United States says it is ready to assume a central role in crafting a new agreement to slash greenhouse gases. To showcase America's commitment, the State Department has dispatched U.S. climate envoy Todd Stern to Bonn, Germany, to attend the first in a series of largely technical meetings, which will begin tomorrow, to discuss how to combat climate change. The talks are hoped to lay the groundwork for a new international climate change agreement to be signed at a conference in December in Copenhagen, Denmark. But whether the world's second largest source of heat-trapping pollution will be ready to sign onto a new deal by the end of the year could depend on Congress. Meanwhile, lights went out at Sydney's famous opera house today. Egypt's great pyramids are in the dark. And across Europe as we speak, households are dimming down for Earth Hour 2009. It's all part of the time zone by time zone plan to switch off non-essential lights between 8:30 p.m. and 9:30 p.m. local time to highlight global climate change. Spokesperson for Earth Hour Global, Liz Potter, tells us more.
Look, I think even in the last 2 years, we've seen the world change dramatically as the data and the frightening data around global warming comes out into the news. And of course, this year the UN Copenhagen Climate Change Conference is happening, and that is when world leaders will come together to make some big, tough decisions about real emissions targets that are going to make a difference. So climate change is definitely in the news, and for all the right reasons. We know it's a growing concern for everybody now. Climate change affects everybody. So we know that the world will take notice tonight when 88 countries take part, 4,000 cities. So we think we're going to make a mark. And there's a real sense of excitement about what's about to happen. And I guess if you look at the cities that are participating and the kind of landmarks that are turning off, like the Eiffel Tower and the pyramids, they're real gathering places for people. So we see Earth Hour 2009 as an absolute celebration.